Good morning.
Good morning.
In our culture, we have a phrase, maybe you've heard the question, do you go to church? Or where do you go to church? But it's actually impossible to go to church. You can go to a church building, or you can enjoy church fellowship, but you cannot go to church. The word church in Greek is ekklesia, which means the called out ones. As I was considering that this morning, God could have created us so that we are Christians individually, all just individually scattered and separate, but he chose not to do that, for perhaps various reasons. One of the main reasons is so that we can be, as a group, we can be a shining light share the gospel as a group. Jesus said, they will know that you are my disciples by your love for one another. And so we are called to love each other and to share the gospel light. I read this poem this week. It's an anonymous poem. I'll share it with you. My friend, I stand in judgment now and feel that you're to blame somehow. On earth I walked with you by day, and never did you show the way. You knew the Savior in truth and glory, but never did you tell the story. My knowledge then was very dim. You could have led me safe to him, though we lived together here on earth. You never told me of the second birth, and now I stand before eternal hell. Because of heaven's glory, you did not tell. As a Christian and as a church, we have responsibility to share, and we know that we're supposed to be ready to give an answer for the hope that we have. So how's that going with you? Are you ready to give an answer? Are you hoping someone doesn't ask you, or are you ready and prepared and anxious to share? Let's pray. Dear Father, you've given us this treasure in an earthen vessel. And God, we don't feel adequate, we don't feel prepared, we don't feel ready to try and attempt to share your greatness and your glory and honor. But Lord, you call us to do that. And you call us to do it in words and in deeds. And Lord, I pray that would be in our hearts and minds, that we would prepare and be ready, so that when you open the door, there'd be no hesitation. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.